Okay, so, well, straight away, Happy New Year's.
Takže hned na začátek šťastný nový rok.
I was at a loss of what to teach. We've kind of finished our Advent series.
A bol som na takých pochybách, že o čom budem dneska večer vyučovať, tým, že sme už skončili tie série o Advente.
And we had started Genesis, remember, before, and I didn't quite feel like I was ready to start that today.
A predtým sme si študovali prvú Mojžišovu a necítil som sa, že by som sa mal navrátiť k tomu.
And it's probably just because, you know, I'm just off the holidays. You know, do you feel fat? I feel fat.
A je to asi kvôli tomu, že som taký rozcukaný z celého toho vianočného a sviatkového času. Cítim sa veľmi tučný, aj vy sa všetci cítite tučný,
you know, just kinda pribratý. Like, just like everything slow.
Všetko je pomalé.
Okay, so anyways, but I thought we just finished New Year's, right?
Čiže sme pred nedávnom oslavovali nový rok.
And if you're here in Slovakia, you'll celebrate on the Thursday, the Three Kings Day.
A ak ste tu na Slovensku, tak vo štvrtok budeme oslavovať troch kráľov vo štvrtok.
Or in English we call it Epiphany or Theophany Day.
Alebo Epiphany, alebo Theophany v angličtine.
And I was just thinking about these two holidays that were kind of like right in the middle of.
A ja som rozmýšľala nad tými sviatkami, kde sme teraz v strede Nový rok a Traja králi.
And what do these two holidays mean basically for us?
A čo tieto sviatky znamenajú aj pre nás?
What are the ideas behind it?
Aké sú myšlienky za tým?
And usually, right, New Year's, at least for me, it's like this idea, okay, we got a new start on life, we got a new start on our year, right?
A Nový rok aspoň pre mňa je taká myšlienka, že dobre, máme nový začiatok, nový život, nové niečo pripravené pre nás. Nový krok.
Or Epiphany is talking about this new revelation or new idea.
Alebo táto Epiphany, to je o tom, že nové zjavenie, nová myšlienka.
Or we've got this chance to start a new direction in our life, right?
A máme takú šancu nasmerovať aj náš život novým smerom.
Anyone do like a New Year's resolution where you say, okay, I promise I'm gonna lose weight this year, or I promise I'm not gonna eat so much chocolate, or you know, whatever.
Koľko z vás ste si dávali novoročné záväzky, že áno, tento rok budem chudnúť a tento rok už nebudem jesť čokoládu a nižšie.
So, why would we do that, right?
A prečo by sme také niečo mali robiť?
Right? And you know, many of us, we start off with this excitement and then it kind of slows down, right?
A vždycky začíname, alebo mnohí z nás začíname s takým nadšením, že áno, idem do toho a potom to tak oprchá.
This is a chance of something new, right?
Toto je taká šanca na niečo nové.
And oftentimes it just ends up like just being a big letdown.
Ale častokrát to pre nás skončí takým veľkým neúspechom.
We were shooting some fireworks with Micah.
S Micah sme strieľali nejaké ohňostroje.
And she had these really cool fireworks. They were called the Motils.
A mala také úžasné ohňostroje, volali sa Butterfly.
And they're supposed to light them and they're supposed to fly up and do a big show.
A mali ste ich zapaliť a potom oni mali akože vyletieť hore a potom sa rozletieť.
Expecting great things.
A teraz sme očakávali, že čo z toho bude.
So she lights it.
Takže to zasvietí, zapali.
Throws it into the snow.
Hodí to do snehu.
And it goes, psst.
A v tom snehu to spravilo, že psst.
It was very...
Made in China.
Made in China. It was very... underwhelming.
A bolo to také podceňované, alebo...
Right, it wasn't what we were expecting.
Nebolo to, čo sme očakávali.
You know, it was kind of like, we were expecting, you know, some great fireworks. And just...
sme očakávali taký krásny ohňostroj a bolo to, že...
Okay. And... Sometimes when we approach the new year, you know, if we had some experiences of, you know, expecting something great and then it doesn't happen, we can kind of have that feeling like we had watching this motil.
A niekedy aj my, keď vstupujeme do nového roku, možno máme nejaké veľké očakávania a potom zrazu budeme mať také pocity, jak z tohto motilika.
I had a friend of mine who used to be a missionary here. Jordan Coghill.
Mám kamaráta, ktorý tu bol misionár, volá sa Jordan Coghill.
And he wrote on Facebook right before New Year's Eve.
A tesne pred štedrým večerom napísal na Facebooku niečo.
And so this is his status.
Toto bol jeho štatút.
And he says, I hope New Year's Eve is more amazing than people expect.
A napísal tam, že dúfam, že štedrý večer bude o mnoho úžasnejší, ako ľudia očakávajú.
Because for me it's always underwhelming. It's always not that exciting.
Pretože častokrát pre mňa je to také podceňované, že není to až tak nadchýňajúce.
And I think that maybe that can be our attitude sometimes coming into the year. It's not something we're excited about, something we're kind of like, ah, okay.
A ja si myslím, že možno aj náš prístup k novému roku môže byť taký, že oh, neviem, čo bude teraz, neviem, čo očakávať, nemusí to byť až také dobré.
But I want us to look at some scripture of the life of Jesus.
A ja chcem, aby sme sa pozerali na nejaké písmo z života Pána Ježiša.
That in my mind encourages us to expect great things from him.
Ktoré v mojej mysli aspoň nás pozbudzuje, aby sme očakávali veľké veci od neho.
That it encourages to be overwhelmed, not underwhelmed.
A ktoré nás pozbudzuje k tomu, aby sme boli z toho veľmi nadšení, nie potršený. Nie, v angličtine je to akože slovná hračka. Ale aby sme boli akože nad tým, nie dole pod tým.
All right. You got it worked out. If you would visit, for example, a Catholic church or a Greek Orthodox church, you during this season you would hear one of three stories or three different stories. Three different biblical stories.
Ak by ste chodili do Catholic?
Catholic or Greek. Mm-hmm.
Ak by ste chodili do katolického alebo grekokatolického kostola, tak by ste počuli tri rôzne príbehy.
In this season they were often teaching from the story of the Magi, what we saw last week, or the three wise men.
Vyučujú väčšinou v tomto období o troch mudrcoch, ktorí prišli.
The baptism of Jesus.
Pokrstenie Pána Ježiša.
Or Jesus's first miracle.
Alebo ešte aj prvý zázrak Pána Ježiša.
And I want us to look at that last story, the first miracle of Jesus. And this is in John chapter 2.
A ja by som chcela, aby sme sa pozreli na ten posledný príbeh, prvý zázrak Pána Ježiša, a bude to v Jánovi v 2. kapitole.
The guy said, don't put any verses up on the slide, so we're going to have to do it the old-fashioned way, take out your Bibles.
Povedali mi, že nemám žiadne obrázky tuto na stenu dávať s žiadnymi veršikmi, čiže staromodne to spravíme s Bibliou, vyberte si, a keď nemáte, tak tam vzadu sú.
And what we're going to do is I'll read it in English and then Ivetka will read it in the Slovak.
A ako to spravíme, ja to prečítam v angličtine a Ivetka to prečíta v slovenčine.
And we're just going to go through this story.
A prečítame si ten príbeh.
So, let's look at this. John chapter 2.
Jan, 2. kapitola.
It says, on the third day, a wedding took place in Canaan in Galilee, and Jesus, his mother, was there. And Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding.
Na tretí deň bola svadba v Káne Galilejskej a bola tam matka Ježišova. Pozvali na svadbu aj Ježiša a jeho učeníkov.
And let's read verse 3. And when the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, they have no more wine.
Tretí verš. Keď chybovalo vína, povedala matka Ježišova, nemajú vína.
Okay, so this is the setup of our story here. It's a famous story. I think we all know this story.
Čiže toto je naše pozadie príbehu. Všetci poznáte asi tento príbeh.
But let's look at some of the details here.
Ale pozrieme si určité detaily tu.
It says, on the third day a wedding happened.
Na tretí deň bola svadba.
Third day of what?
Tretí deň čoho?
If you look back in this gospel, you'll see 3 days before, Jesus had an interaction with his cousin John the Baptist.
Tri dni predtým, ak si pozriete toto evanjelium, tak Pán Ježiš mal stretnutie s jeho bratrancom, Jánom Krstiteľom.
And his cousin John said something very specific about Jesus.
A jeho bratranec Ján Krstiteľ povedal niečo veľmi špecifické o Pánovi Ježišovi.
And he said in front of huge crowd, this is the Son of God.
A povedal pred veľkým zástupom, toto je Boží syn.
And it was from this moment that we see the ball rolling.
A od tohto momentu vidíme, že sa začala taká veľká gula gulať.
You know, it's like this rolling down the hill and it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Ako taká snehová gula, hej, že začne to malé a ide to dole kopcom a zväčšuje sa to a zväčšuje.
And this is kind of this start in a sense of Jesus' ministry.
A toto by bol ako keby taký začiatok služby Pána Ježiša.
And it's 3 days later and he's at this wedding.
A o 3 dní neskôr, potom ako to povedal Ján Krstiteľ, je na svadbe.
So he's at this celebration of life.
A je na vlastne oslave života.
You know, and his mother's there and we don't know exactly what she's doing, but we suppose that she's somehow helping in this wedding.
Je tam aj jeho matka, nevieme, čo konkrétne robí, ale asi nejakým spôsobom pomáha na tejto svadbe.
And probably Jesus is there because he's, you know, related to Mary.
A Pán Ježiš je tam asi z toho dôvodu, lebo je tam so svojou matkou.
And in the last 3 days he's picked up some friends, the disciples.
A za tých posledných pár dní zobral niekoľkých svojich učeníkov so sebou.
So come on, bring them along.
Poďte so mnou na túto svadbu.
All right. And they're enjoying themselves here.
A tešia sa, majú dobrý čas.
And I just want to pick, we're going to look at the story, but I also want to see how it applies to us.
A chcem sa pozrieť na tento príbeh, ale aj ako sa to týka nás.
You know, this family who was this bride and the groom, they may not have known Jesus.
Možno tá nevesta, ženich ani nepoznali Pána Ježiša.
They may not have known him very well.
Alebo nepoznali ho až tak dobre.
But they invited him into this celebration.
Ale pozvali ho na túto oslavu.
And I would encourage us, will we invite Jesus into all our celebrations?
A ja by som sa chcel aj nás pýtať, pozývame aj my Pána Ježiša na všetky naše oslavy?
This wedding, it's the good times.
Táto svadba, to sú tie dobré časy, ktoré prežívame.
This is like when everything's going great, right?
Toto je, keď všetko sa nám darí, keď všetko ide dobrým smerom.
And they invited Jesus into this event.
Pozvali Pána Ježiša aj na takúto oslavu.
I had this situation.
Ja som mal takúto situáciu.
When we first came to Bratislava.
Keď sme prvýkrát prišli do Bratislavy.
You know, the Lord opened up great doors for us to be here.
Pán Boh otvoril úžasné dvere pre nás, aby sme tu boli.
He provided a flat for us.
Zabezpečil nám byt.
Provided work for us.
Prácu pre nás.
Provided schools for my guys.
A školu pre moje deti.
You know, everything was laid out.
Všetko bolo pripravené a položené pre nás pod nohy.
This was easy, it was good.
Bolo to veľmi jednoduché, bolo to dobré.
And it could have been very easy to say, okay, great God, you've provided everything, now I'm going to take it over from here.
A bolo to také, bolo to všetko pripravené a mohol som povedať, že dobre Pane Bože, tak všetko si teraz pripravil a odteraz už ja sa o to postaram.
You know, you can hang out here, but I'll take it on.
Že môžeš tu síce tráviť čas so mnou, ale už ja prevezmem kormidlo a idem ja ďalej.
But the Lord really convicted me during that time.
Ale Pán Boh ma veľmi to ma dotkol v tom čase.
He was reminding me everything good that's happening to you right now is because of me.
A mi pripomenul, že všetko to dobré, čo sa ti deje, tak je to kvôli tomu, čo som ja spravil.
And if you don't want to mess it up.
A ak to nechceš pokaziť.
You better keep me here with you.
Tak ma tu musíš nechať.
And I remember, I was just praying for everything.
A ja si pamätám, že som sa za všetko modlil.
You know, someone wanted to meet, I'm like, Lord, should I meet this person or not?
Niekto sa s tomu chcel stretnúť a ja som sa modlil, Pane Bože, mám sa stretnúť s týmto človekom?
You know, should I go here?
Alebo mám ísť sem?
You know, should I do this?
Mám toto spraviť?
Should I say that?
Mám toto povedať?
You know, and it was amazing he would answer.
A bolo to úžasné, pretože on mi odpovedal na každú tú modlitbu.
You know, and it kept me in those good times.
A ma to udržalo v tom dobrom čase.
You know, because it's very easy for me to step out of his will.
Pretože je veľmi jednoduché, aby som vykročil z jeho vôle.
And these people, they had invited Jesus into their celebrations, into their good times.
A aj títo ľudia pozvali Pána Ježiša do ich oslavy, do ich dobrých časov.
But we just like us, their good times switched very quickly.
Ale takisto aj u nich, ako aj u nás, ich dobré časy sa zrazu premenili na nie až také dobré.
Right, because Mary comes and says, hey, guess what, there's no wine here.
A prichádza Maria a hovorí, že už nemajú víno.
You know, and in a Jewish wedding, you need to have a lot of wine, okay?
A na židovskej svadbe poriadnej, slovenskej, treba dosť vína.
Exactly. So in a Slovak wedding as well, you need a lot of wine, right? Wine is life for them.
Víno je život pre nich.
And you know, actually the Jews have actually Slovaks have nothing on the Jews for this.
No, je vodka.
No. You don't know what I'm going to say. Because
že Slováci nemajú na Židov, že Židi akože vynikajú v tomto.
I've noticed here in Slovakia, if you're in Western Slovakia, wedding lasts about one day.
Že ak ste na západnom Slovensku, tak svadba trvá jeden deň.
The further east you go, the longer they get.
Čím ďalej na východ, tak tým dlhšie tie svadby trvajú.
You know, by the time you get to Košice, it's about 3 days, right?
Keď prídete do Košic, tak zhruba 3 dní.
But if you go down to Israel, it's 7.
Ale ak zídete dole do Izraela, tak to bude trvať už 7 dní.
That's a long wedding.
Tak to je dosť dlhá svadba.
You need a lot of wine for that.
No a taký dlhý čas on treba dosť veľa vína.
That's a big party, right?
To je veľká oslava.
And they've run out.
A došlo im toto víno.
And for them to run out is a big shame.
A keď vám dojde víno, že už nemáte viacej, tak to je veľká hanba.
You know, and this is not a good way to start your married life with this shame on you, right?
A nie je to dobrý začiatok manželského života, keď máte začať s takouto hanbou.
And Mary was probably somehow in the logistics of this wedding.
A Maria bola asi zapojená do nejakej prípravy alebo do zabezpečovania tejto svadby.
And we're going to read verses 3 through 5 again.
A prečítame si znovu od 3. ale teraz po 5. verš.
It says, when the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, they have no more wine. Verse 4, dear woman, why do you involve me? Jesus replied, my time has not yet come. And his mother said to the servants, do whatever he tells you.
Keď chybovalo vína, povedala matka Ježišova, nemajú vína. Odpovedal jej Ježiš, žena, čo mňa a teba do toho? Ešte neprišla moja hodina. Matka povedala posluhovačom, urobte všetko, čo vám povie.
What I just like from this little snippet here.
Čo sa mne páči z tejto krátkej
like.
Státe. Mm-hmm. Čo sa mne páči.
Okay, yeah. Good, thank you. Is that they invited Jesus not only to the wedding, but they invited Jesus to their problems.
Je to, že nielen, že pozvali Pána Ježiša na túto svadbu, ale ho pozvali aj do ich problémov.
Not just into their excess, but into the lack.
Nie len do toho prebytku, ale aj do toho, čo im chybovalo.
And we're usually used to doing that, right?
A my sme už zvyknutí na to.
We cry out to Jesus more when we have nothing, when we have something, right?
My viac kričíme k Pánovi Ježišovi, keď nemáme nič, ako keď niečo máme.
But we see this, you know, basically Mary brings the need to them, to Jesus.
Ale vidíme, že Mária prináša pred Pána Ježiša tú potrebu, ktorú mali.
Jesus says, you know, what does this really have to do with me?
A Pán Ježiš sa pýta, že čo mňa do toho?
My time's not come.
Môj čas ešte neprišiel.
I've got a schedule and this is not on it.
Ja mám inú náplň práce a toto nemám náplň práce.
You know, and if you look through the Gospel of John, you'll see that Jesus has a very clear program of what he's doing.
A ak si pozrite celé Janovo evanjelium, tak Pán Ježiš má naplánované a má jasný cieľ, že čo, kedy má robiť.
But Mary knew something about Jesus.
Ale Mária vedela niečo o Pánovi Ježišovi.
She knew he's a guy who's gonna fulfill that lack.
Ona vedela, že on je človek alebo chlap, ktorý naplní každú jednu potrebu.
So she tells the servants, do whatever he tells you to do.
A hovorí tým služobníkom, správte čokoľvek vám povie, že máte spraviť.
Do whatever he tells you to.
Správte čokoľvek vám povie.
Good advice for us.
Takisto dobrá rada pre nás.
Do whatever he tells you to.
Robte to, čo vám povie.
Sometimes it's going to take a little waiting.
Niekedy budeme musieť čakať.
Sometimes when we pray God, Jesus doesn't answer immediately.
Niekedy keď sa modlíme, tak Pán Ježiš neodpovedá hneď.
And I imagine these servants, what they were doing is they were waiting and just watching.
A ja si predstavujem, že títo služobníci tam tiež čakali a pozorovali, že čo im teraz ide povedať.
What's Jesus gonna do? How is he gonna direct us?
Čo im povie, ako nás nasmeruje, čo máme spraviť?
And they were waiting and willing to obey him once he did speak.
Čiže čakali a boli ochotní spraviť to, čo im povie, keď prehovorí.
And I don't know about you, but for me, when I have lack in my life, that's not usually what I do.
A neviem ako vy, ale niekedy v živote chýba, tak to nerobím.
You know, I try to figure out how am I gonna fix it.
Ja sa väčšinou v živote snažím prísť na to, ako ja napravím tento problém.
You know, how am I gonna deal with my kids, especially lately.
Ako ja sa postaram o svoje deti, hlavne v poslednej dobe.
You know, how am I gonna deal with, you know, these financial issues.
Ako sa postaram o tieto finančné problémy, čo mám.
How am I gonna deal with something here in the church.
Ako sa postaram o zbor.
How am I gonna do it.
Ako sa ja postaram.
Instead of just waiting.
Namiesto toho, aby som čakal.
Watching.
a pozeral.
And being ready to obey.
A bol ochotný poslúchať.
And we see that these guys, these servants did this.
A vidíme, že títo služobníci to spravili.
And in verse 6 we see, it says, nearby stood six stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, and each holding 20 to 30 gallons.
A v 6. verši je napísané, podľa židovského zvyku očisťovania stálo tam 6 kamenných nádob, každá na 2 alebo 3 miery.
And Jesus said to these servants in verse 7, fill the jars with water, so they filled them to the brim, and then he told them, now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet.
A v ďalšom verši riekol im Ježiš, naplňte tie nádoby vodou, a naplnili ich až po okraj. Potom povedal, teraz naberte a zaneste starejšiemu.
I like what Jesus does here.
Mne sa páči, čo tu Pán Ježiš hovorí.
So there's these six huge vessels, huge jars, probably like something like this, massive things.
Bolo tam také obrovské nádoby, asi takéto veľké, veľké, obrovské.
Pretty big. And they're basically like sinks.
A boli to ako keby také umývadlá.
You know, people are taking water out and doing all these ceremonial washings.
Pretože ľudia prišli, zobrali si trochu vody odtiaľ a také ceremoniálne očisťovanie robili.
They're doing all these rituals with this water. This is very common thing.
A robili rôzne rituály s touto vodou, pretože je to také prirodzené pre nich.
And it's interesting that Jesus would take this thing that's totally common and right in front of their eyes and he'll use it to produce a miracle.
A je zaujímavé, že Pán Ježiš zoberie niečo, čo je bežné, čo používajú každý deň a spraví z toho zázrak.
And it's interesting for me that it's like this, how do I say it? He'll use the natural to do something supernatural.
Ako by som to mohol povedať, je, že zoberie niečo, čo je prirodzené a spraví z toho niečo nadprirodzené.
He'll do something that I would never think, or he would use something that I would never think of using to produce spiritual results.
Že zoberie niečo, čo ja by som nikdy na také niečo ani nepomyslel, že by som použil, a využije to na niečo duchovné.
And you gotta think about what these servants are thinking when Jesus says, fill this up.
A vy sa musíte aj zamyslieť nad tým, čo možno prebiehalo mysľou týmto služobníkom, keď im Pán Ježiš povedal, že naplňte to.
That's a lot of water.
Tak si poviem, že wow, že to je veľa vody.
That's a lot of work.
To je veľa roboty.
You know, for what?
Na čo?
You know, everyone's washed their hands already. Why am I going to fill this up? How does this help me with my wine problem?
Každý už sa poumýval tu na tej svadbe, že ako nám to pomôže s tým problémom vína, čo máme.
You know, and Jesus invites these guys into the miracle.
A Pán Ježiš pozýva aj týchto ľudí, aby boli súčasťou zázraku.
You know, he could have just like snapped his fingers and you know, a bunch of wine.
Right. Mohol proste len lusknúť prstami a bolo by tam kopec vina.
But he invites these guys to partake in this process of the miracle.
Ale pozýva týchto ľudí, aby boli súčasťou toho zázraku, ktorý spravil.
He would use these common things and invite them to be surprised.
Zobral by tieto prirodzené veci alebo obyčajné veci a pozýva aj týchto ľudí, aby boli súčasťou toho zázraku, aby boli prekvapení.
And these servants are like good servants.
A títo služobníci sú dobrí služobníci.
They're obedient.
Sú poslušní.
And they don't just fill them up halfway, they fill them up to the brim.
A keď naplnili tie nádoby, tak ich nenaplnili len do polovice, ale naplnili ich, je napísané, až po okraj.
And it's still water.
A je to stále voda.
It doesn't make sense.
Stále im to ešte nedáva zmysel.
And Jesus takes them one step further.
A Pán Ježiš robí ďalší krok.
Says now, what can I read? Now take some of this.
A je tam napísané, že zoberte.
And draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet. In verse 8.
Naberte a zaneste starejšiemu.
Take some of this water and give it to the guy who's in charge of the wedding.
Zoberte trošku z tej vody, čo ste teraz naplnili, a zaneste tomu, ktorý dohliada nad celou svadbou.
Now, you gotta think about this. These servants are taking this water.
A teraz sa zamyslite nad tými služobníkmi. Oni berú túto vodu.
This is like water that just for cleaning.
To je voda, ktorá je na umývanie, čiže taká očistná voda.
You know, and they're gonna give it to the master.
A zoberú to majstrovi, šéfovi.
You know, that's like toilet water.
Keby ste brali vodu zo záchodu.
You know, I mean, this is not pretty sight, right? What's gonna happen when this guy drinks this?
To nie je dobré znamenie. Čo sa stane, keď to ten človek ochutná, vypije?
Is he gonna spit it out?
Vypluje to.
Is he gonna fire them?
prepustí, vyhodí.
You know, he's gonna say, get out of here.
Poviem, že padajte odtiaľto.
And we see, let's read the story.
A pokračujeme v príbehu.
Verse 9-10.
9-10.
It says, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine, and he did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. And then he called to the bride, called the bridegroom aside, and he said, everyone who brings out choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have drunk had too much to drink, but you have saved the best until now.
Starejší ochutnal vodu, ktorá bola premenená na víno, nevedel totiž, odkiaľ je, ale posluhovači, ktorí brali z vody, vedeli. I zavolal si starejší ženicha a povedal mu, každý človek podáva najprv dobré víno a keď si hostia už upili, dá horšie. Ty si však zachoval dobré víno až dosiaľ.
So this master of the ceremony.
Čiže tento starejší alebo majster alebo taký hlavný tejto svadby.
You know, he sees a servant coming with this glass of water.
Vidí, že prichádzajú k nemu služobníci s nejakým džbánom vody.
Which is now wine, of course.
Ktoré už je premenené, teda voda už je premenená na víno.
And he's not expecting anything great.
A neočakáva nič úžasné, nič dobré.
He's expecting to be underwhelmed.
Očakáva, že to bude také horšie, také podpriemerné.
You know, he's just gonna taste and go, oh, okay, whatever.
Že ochutná to a že, no, dobre.
And he tastes this and you can imagine a smile coming on his face. Hmm.
A keď to ochutnal, tak si môžete vidieť, ako sa mu rozžiarila tvár, že dobre.
This is a good year, right?
Dobrý ročník.
This must be Carpathian, Rača, right?
Karpatské nejaké zrače.
You know, this is some good, this is some, right? From Bartoszyk's neighborhood.
Od Bartoszykovca.
Right? You know, this is good stuff here.
Toto je dobré vínko.
You know? Wow, where are you keeping this?
Kde ste toto schovávali doteraz?
Yeah, what are you doing? This guy, half these people are drunk. Why are you bringing out the good stuff now?
Polovica už je tu na opitých. Kde ste toto doteraz schovávali?
You know, and he wasn't expecting great.
Neočakával nič dobré. Alebo úžasné.
But Jesus overwhelmed him.
Ale Pán Ježiš ho prekvapil.
Through this miracle.
Uchvátil skrze tento zázrak.
And it just reminds me that it is good to invite Jesus into our good times and our bad times.
A toto mne pripomenulo, že je dobre pozývať Pána Ježiša aj do dobrých časov, aj do zlých časov.
And expect to be a little bit surprised.
A očakávajte, že budete prekvapení.
And just like this master of ceremonies, he doesn't really understand what's going on.
A takisto ako aj tento šéf tej svadby, alebo ten starejší, tak nevedel, alebo neočakával nič dobré.
The servants knew, but he didn't understand.
A služobníci vedeli, že čo je za tým, ale on nevedel.
And that will happen with you as well.
A to sa aj vám stane, nebojte sa.
As you invite Jesus into your good times and your bad times this year.
Keď budete pozývať Pána Ježiša do svojich dobrých čias aj do zlých čias tento rok.
He's gonna make it a good year wine.
Okay? On z vášho roku spraví dobrý ročník.
And people who are in your life are gonna be tasting the fruit of that.
A ľudia, ktorí budú vo vašich životoch počas tohto roka, to budú ochutnávať.
And they're gonna say, wow, this is really good.
A povedia, že wow, že toto je dobré.
But they're gonna not understand where is it coming from.
Ale oni nebudú vedieť, že odkiaľ to pochádza.
That's your turn.
Tak máte teraz príležitosť.
To tell them who you invited to your life.
Aby ste im povedali, že koho ste pozvali do svojho života.
Who you invited to your good times and your bad times.
Koho ste pozvali do dobrých čas aj do zlých čas.
We're gonna read the last verse in this story.
A posledný verš si prečítame z tohto príbehu.
Talks about an encounter.
Je tam, hovorí to o stretnutí.
And it's this way. Verse 11. This is the first of his miraculous signs Jesus performed at Cana in Galilee. He thus revealed his glory and his disciples put their faith in him. Yeah, verse 11.
Toto znamenie v Kane Galilejskej bolo prvé, ktoré Ježiš urobil a vyjavil svoju slávu. I uverili v neho jeho učeníci.
It's interesting, the apostle John says this is his first miraculous sign.
Čiže je to zaujímavé, že apoštol Ján hovorí, že toto je jeho prvý taký zázračný znak.
He doesn't say this is just his first great miracle.
Nehovorí, že toto je len nejaký prvý zázrak.
It's his first sign.
Ale toto je jeho prvé také znamenie.
And you will see that the apostle John, as you go through the book of John.
A keď budete prechádzať Jánom, evanjelium Jána.
He attributes many of Jesus' miracles, many of the things that Jesus says as signs of something else.
Tak hovorí o tých zázrakoch, ktoré Pán Ježiš robil ako o znamenia.
And just as the name, yeah, just as the word suggests, it's, you know, a sign tells us to stop, to go in a direction, things like that.
A takisto ako máte značky, napríklad na ceste, ktoré vám hovoria, že máte zastať, máte doľava, doprava, alebo nemáte nejakým smerom ísť.
Jesus is doing the same thing through his miracles.
To isté robí aj Pán Ježiš skrze jeho zázraky.
And John will describe what are all these signs about.
A Ján nám aj opíše, že o čom sú všetky tie znamenia.
And I'm going to just read a couple verses from you from John chapter 20.
A prečítam vám pár veršov z Jána z 20. kapitoly.
Because John will explain what these all these miraculous signs are about that Jesus did.
Pretože Pán Ján opisuje Jan opisuje, že o čom sú tieto zázraky Pána Ježiša.
So, John chapter 20, verse 30-31.
Čiže Jan 20:31-31.
Says, Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name.
Čiže Jan 20:30-31. Ešte mnoho iných znamení učinil Ježiš pred svojimi učeníkmi, ktoré nie sú zapísané v tejto knihe. Ale toto je napísané, aby ste verili, že Ježiš je Kristus, Syn Boží, a veriac, aby ste mali život v jeho mene.
Jesus did all these miracles that we might have faith and that we might have life.
Čiže Pán Ježiš spravil tieto zázraky, aby sme mohli mať vieru a aby sme mohli mať život.
That we might have faith and we might have life.
Aby sme mali vieru a aby sme mali život.
Remember we started the story, it's the third day since he was declared the Son of God.
Začali sme ten príbeh tým, že bol tretí deň od toho, ako bol vyhlásený za Božieho Syna.
And we're coming around full circle.
A máme tu na taký uzavretý kruh.
You know, that Jesus did these things, that we might have faith and we might have life.
Pán Ježiš strávil všetky tieto zázraky, aby sme mali vieru, aby sme mali život.
Verse 11 of chapter 2 tells us that he demonstrated his glory to us.
11. verš v tej druhej kapitole hovorí, že nám zjavil svoju slávu, alebo nám ju ukázal, odhalil.
And the result was that his disciples put their faith in him.
Alebo vyjavil svoju slávu. A výsledkom toho bolo, že uverili v neho jeho učeníci.
It worked.
Fungovalo to.
Right, the miracles produced faith.
Zázrak vyprodukoval vieru.
In his followers.
V jeho učeníkoch.
And we're just going to end this real quick.
Ukončíme to.
And then we're going to do a couple other things. We're going to take communion and do a couple other things.
A ešte budeme pokračovať, budeme mať večeru Pánovu a ešte nejaké iné veci.
But I just want to ask you, has God been involved in your life this last year?
A ja sa ťa chcem spýtať, bol Pán Boh zapojený do tvojho celého života minulý rok?
In good things and bad things. Have you invited him?
V dobrých aj v zlých veciach pozýval si ho?
Has there been any experiences where you feel like really God overwhelmed you, where it was really great?
Mal si alebo mala si nejaké skúsenosti, zážitky, keď si bola úplne až prevalcovaná alebo prevalcovaný z toho, čo Pán Boh pre teba spravil?
Where he's done something in your life where you can point at and said, you know, this fueled my faith.
Kde ste mohli dať až prst na to, ste mohli povedať, že toto naplnilo moju vieru.
This is a miracle in my life and it did something in me.
To bol zázrak v mojom živote a niečo to vo mne spravilo.
And I just want to encourage you, expect this year, expect good things from the Lord.
A chcem ťa pozbudiť, aby si aj tento rok očakával dobré veci od Pána Boha.
You know, don't come to him like, oh, okay, God, if you really want to hang, you know, be in my life, but come expecting.
A neprichádzaj k nemu len tak, že no dobre, Pane Bože, ak budeš teda v mojom živote, ale očakávaj dobré veci od neho.
We are called to come expecting.
Sme povolaní do toho, aby sme očakávali.
We serve an awesome God.
Slúžime úžasnému Bohu.
You know, who produces awe in us, right?
Ktorý like, v nás vyprodukuje úžas.
You know, Paul wrote to the church in Corinth about this.
Pavol napísal zboru v Korinte.
And he was quoting the prophet Isaiah.
A citoval tam proroka Izajáša.
He says this.
Hovorí tam toto.
He says, no eye has seen.
Ani oko nevidelo.
No ear has heard.
Ani ucho nepočulo.
No mind has comprehended.
Ani na mysel človeku neprišlo.
What God has prepared for those who love him.
Čo Pán Boh pripravil pre tých, ktorí ho milujú.
Do we believe that?
Veríme tomu?
Do we believe that God has better things in store for us than we can imagine?
Veríme tomu, že Pán Boh má úschovní veci, o ktorých sa nám ani nesnívalo?
What I want us to do is I'm not going to go too long with this, but if any of you have, maybe one or two of you have a testimony of something that you know that God has just done and you can put your finger on it and that and overwhelmed you this year,
Nebudeme toto robiť dlho, ale ak zo pár z vás má nejaké svedectvo za ten posledný rok, kde by ste mohli dať prst a povedať, že áno, toto bolo niečo, čo ma až veľmi ohúrilo a bol to úžasný zázrak v mojom živote, čo Pán Boh vykonal, tak môžete sa teraz o to podeliť.
Because I think it'll fuel our faith as well. So
ja si
anyone
myslím,
wants
že...
to share, you have freedom to...
Ak by ste sa podelili o to, takže to povzbudí aj našu vieru, tak ak sa niekto chce podeliť, tak máte teraz príležitosť.
So.
I was encouraged when I was thinking before Thanksgiving party. Mm-hmm. I was thinking what I was thankful God for. Maybe
ja som...
you didn't have a chance to do it. Or,
Počkaj. Ja som bola pozbudená predtým, keď sme pripravovali vďaky vzdanie a rozmýšľala som nad tým, že za čo som Pánu Bohu vďačná.
And I sort of went through the whole year and there was a moment that filled me with awe, but as I was thinking about our finances for the past year.
A nebolo tam nič také, že čo by ma nejako ohúrilo, ale keď som sa zamýšľala nad našimi financiami,
I was in awe of how God blessed our finances for the past year. Mm-hmm. And we were able to accomplish so much more financially than we were thinking. We were not even asking, we were just sort of going through the year and then at the end I realized we accomplished so much more than we set out for. Mm-hmm.
Že z toho som bola úplne prekvapená, že Pán Boh nás tak požehnal, že sme mohli spraviť o mnoho viacej, ako sme si naplánovali na začiatku.
Mine is similar to that. the opposite. Just,
Moje podobný, ale opak.
Just, during the summertime, kind of being off of work for a few months and then looking for work and then just the Lord just asking you guys to pray and then the Lord just dropping so much work that I was overwhelmed with the amount of work.
Že keď sme v lete boli nezamestnaní a sme sa modlili a vysnaní za prácu, tak potom Pán Boh mňa až tak požehnal, že som mal až veľa práce a bol som z toho ohúrený.
Just how God worked it all out.
A ako to Pán Boh všetko zabezpečil?
Krásne. We went through a situation where we didn't really know if we were coming back.
My sme mali jednu situáciu, keď sme si neboli istí, či sa vôbec vrátime.
It looked hopeless and it looked like impossible.
A bolo to beznadejné a vyzeralo to veľmi nemožne.
And we watched God step by step bring us back.
A videli sme, ako nás Pán Boh krok po kroku priviedol naspäť.
That's a long walk.
Áno.
No dobre, to ako ďaleko kráčali, keď krok po kroku.
Ďakujem Bohu.
But I think in the process, when we look back at all the difficulties, God used it for one to keep us humble. I remember one sermon on humility, and it certainly was used to keep us humble. But I saw also that He used it to deepen our relationships with everyone, because everyone was praying for us, and it just deepened a lot of relationships and opportunities that came out of that. So.
A že Pán Boh akože využil celý ten čas na to, že sme boli aj pokorení, že si pamätám jednu kázeň, ktorá bola o pokore, čiže sme museli si prejsť aj tým a takisto to bolo o vzťahoch, kde sa prehlbovali vzťahy, ktoré sme mali s ľuďmi.
Omi,
in my workplace. The restaurant business is not easy.
A pre mňa, ja pracujem v reštaurácii a to nie je jednoduché.
It is quite a dark place.
A je to dosť tmavé miesto. You got lighter.
I love that. As an electrician, quite amazing what the Lord can do.
Ale pre mňa ako kresťana je to úžasné, čo Pán Boh tam môže spraviť.
I mean, almost every day I had chance to share about my faith.
Asi každý deň skoro som mal nejakým spôsobom príležitosť sa podeliť o mojej viere.
Actually, people come to me for counsels and their personal problems.
A ľudia prichádzajú za mnou o rady, žiadajú si o rady s ich osobnými problémami.
And I never had to actually mention God to them.
A nikdy som im nemusel hovoriť o Bohu.
Every day they came to me about the subject.
Ale oni prichádzali za mnou a s tou témou.
So God was very, very real and he is still.
A Pán Boh bol úžasný a skutočný a stále je. You almost quit your work too. You almost quit your work too.
That was a test. And it passed.
Že skoro dal výpoveď. A že to bol test. Prešiel testom.
Let's do this. We probably could be here all night if we think about God's faithfulness over the years.
Mohli by sme tu byť možno celú noc, celý večer, keby sme sa zamýšľali nad Božou vernosťou.
But we don't have all night.
Ale nemáme celú noc.
Right, let's do this. I thought what we haven't done for a while, and because we're a smaller group, it's easier to do this, is if we can maybe get into, we're going to do two things. We're going to get into prayer, and we're going to take communion together.
Mm-hmm. Čiže tým, že sme menšia skupinka, spravíme dve veci. Budeme sa modliť a budeme mať večeru Pánovu.
And I just want you guys to get into smaller groups and just pray for one another.
Aby som teraz chcel, aby ste sa dali do takých menších skupiniek, aby ste sa modlili jeden za druhého.
And specifically invite Jesus into the things that are coming ahead.
A hlavne, aby ste pozývali Pána Ježiša, ktoré, do tých vecí, ktoré sú pred vami, ktoré prichádzajú do vášho života teraz.
And then whenever Eric's going to come up, he's going to lead us in a couple songs.
A potom kedykoľvek už to bude vyzerať, že sme skončili, tak Eric príde tu a bude nás viesť znovu do chvál a do večere Pánovi.
And then if you two guys
a potom ak vy dvaja
can help pass out the elements during the song.
Pomôžete rozdať.
And then we'll take it. Then we'll take it together.
A potom to spolu príjmeme.
And then we'll break for a time of fellowship together.
A potom sa rozdelíme, aby sme mali čas spoločenstva.
So let's pray for one another.
Tak sa poďme modliť teraz
jeden za
druhého.
Especially if you're family, just pray for God's blessing upon each other.
Hlavne ak ste rodiny, tak sa modlite za požehnanie.
Okay, let's do it.